It is a marvelous story told so long ago, foretold even by the prophets. When the time was fulfilled, the angel Gabriel was sent to Zechariah, the priest, with the message, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John."
After the birth of the child, Zechariah declared, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He has visited and redeemed his people. And your child will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, to guide our feet into the way of peace."
But the angel Gabriel wasn't finished yet. There was another visit to Mary which fulfilled the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah. "Arise, shine for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." There was a decree put forth that a census should be taken in the city of David, called Bethlehem. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Shepherds keeping watch were interrupted by an angel of the Lord with a message, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy." Accompanying the angel were a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased."
They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. The power of God is heard in the weakness of human flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, confident expectation and obedience overcame doubt and fear. These are tidings of great joy.
Let us pray. For your willingness to come and dwell among us, we give you thanks, O Lord. May we, like the shepherds, spread the good news, glorifying and praising you all we have heard and seen. Amen.
this is our story of Jesus' birth?
This is the story of Jesus' birth.
Our story comes from the airport in heaven. It all started with Flight 127.
Flight 127 to Rome from Gate 12. Prepare to begin boarding.
So what's your assignment this week, Raphael?
I want to live.
I think it's someone for the royal family, actually. Michael?
I got proposed to march in Israel. Lots of Romans look no good these days.
Lots of no good all around, I'd say. I don't think we angels have been so busy since Noah was building the ark.
Well, I think I'm due. Nothing like tanning on the cold, tough river of life.
I think I'd wait on that time on the garden.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Not sure. But God got something cooking. I'll bet my last trumpet. I haven't seen Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit at so many secret conferences since the Creation Project.
Whatever it is, I don't think the angels will want to be on holiday whenever it happens.
Well, you'll be sure to let us know.
Final boarding call for Flight 127 to Rome at Gate 12. Final boarding call.
That's my flight. See you around, guys.
I wonder what God's up.
Maybe he's building a bridge over the clouds.
Maybe he's making a two-legged giraffe.
Maybe he's making a six-ton camel like a desert minivan.
Popcorn.
Or maybe a ball pool in Jerusalem.
Or an ice cream stand in the desert.
Or sprinkles on meatloaf.
To Babylon at Gate 35. Zones A through C, prepare to begin boarding.
Wasn't that just a great day to be in the throne room worshiping the Lord?
It's what we do every day. It's called being a seraph. Duh.
I know, but today seemed different somehow.
What? Was the angel food cake a little fluffier than usual?
In the choir, was one of the tenors a bit out? I've often wondered if Emeril is a bit flat.
No, it wasn't that.
Boarding for Gate 35, final call.
But did you hear what God was saying? Jesus is planning to make a trip to Earth.
What? You must have misunderstood him.
You Jesus is always making trips to Earth. You can hardly keep him around long enough to keep his throne warm.
No, you don't understand. Jesus is planning to make a trip to Earth and turn into a man.
What? You must have misunderstood him.
No, I heard him talking to the Father, and Jesus is planning on making a trip to Earth as a baby for some kind of mission.
That's incredible. When's he leaving?
He's got the 11 o'clock flight to Bethlehem on one of those two-passenger jets, I think.
Who's he going with?
Nobody. It'll just be him and the pilot, I think.
We've got to tell everyone. Everyone will want to say goodbye.
Flight 54 to Jerusalem will be delayed. Watch for updates. Please be advised that no trumpets are to be sounded in the waiting areas.
Guys, I was just talking with the seraph, and they said that Jesus is going to Earth as a human baby.
What? No.
Why is he doing it? The whole plan is to put on a wrap. But apparently, God's been planning some mission for Jesus for years.
So that's what he's been up to.
And what's more, I've just been given the go-ahead to tell the woman who's going to give birth to him. I'm terrified. What am I going to do? Just walk up to her and say, "You will give birth to a son, and be sure to give him the name Jesus because that's what his name is?"
Yeah, make sure they get the name right.
And make sure you're really calm when you talk to her. She'll be
way more nervous.
Definitely his favorite line, do not be afraid. Works every time.
I'll try to remember. Flint Nazareth lives in 5 minutes. See you guys tomorrow.
Nazareth? He lives in Nazareth? Man, I think I should have been in one of those secret meetings with Jesus.
An unattended harp has been found near Gate 3. Please report to the information desk to claim.
Gabriel said the whole choir is going to be singing for Jesus' arrival in Bethlehem.
Wow, all of us? Every last angel can hold a tune.
Who are we singing to? Gabriel told me 4 shepherds.
Only 4?
I guess that's what God wanted.
Hope they enjoyed the biggest concert we've ever had.
Exaggerating. You know it's this whole a day is like 1,000 years thing.
You mean he's gonna be gone for 50 million years?
No, he'll be back as soon as he's done whatever his mission is.
Maybe, but we won't be talking for a long time.
At least we'll get to watch him.
Yeah, the silent flesh for a silent scenario is gonna be longer than Moses and Blair.
Prepare for boarding.
The messengers have been sent.
all those humans down on Earth. Look, so excited to see them. We told everyone in Israel was coming, right?
Well, God promised to tell 4 shepherds.
Only 4?
Stille Nacht. It's number 52 in your German hymnal if you need it. 2 verses.
Hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph.
And there's the baby lying in the manger.
After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child.
I heard the shepherds tell me, we're astonished.
Thank you.
28. Some people want to stand. They can sing better that way, because angels stand when they do their work.
We have been reminded this morning to come and worship, and the children have done that for us. Thank you to Luke for writing and directing this piece. Thank you to the pianists, to musicians, to teachers who have spent much time practicing and preparing. Thank you so much. And let us to bow for the benediction, after which we are dismissed. Let's bow to pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this opportunity of worship, for how we have been reminded of your coming through the ministry of the children. Thank you for them, for their participation. Thank you for scriptwriters, musicians, and teachers, and thank you for the great message of your willingness to be born among us and within us. Let us go, like the shepherds, with a song of hope in our hearts, the stirrings of new life waiting to be born, the message of peace finding a home in our world, and a sense of deep and lasting joy for the continued presence of Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.